Pope Benedict writes, deeply moved by the violent death of so many faithful and their priests Tahir Saad and Boutros Wassim, "I wish during this sacred funeral rite to share spiritually in this occasion and pray that these, our brothers and sisters, are welcomed by the mercy of Christ into the Father's house." He continues, "For years this country has been suffering untold hardships, and even Christians have become the subject of brutal attacks, which, in total disregard of life, an inviolable gift from God, want to undermine confidence and peace." He concludes, "With a renewed call that the sacrifice of these our brothers and sisters be the seed of peace and true rebirth, and that those who care about reconciliation, solidarity, and fraternal coexistence find the strength and motivation to do good." On Tuesday, hundreds of Catholics and non-Catholics gathered at the Church of St. Joseph in central Baghdad to bury the dead from Sunday's ferocious attack. Core Bishop Philip Najim, procurator for the Chaldean Catholic Church, said that this attack has been condemned by the entire Iraqi community, that it's not a question of faith, and that certainly the attacker's intent was to create chaos. He adds that there are dark forces that have entered his country only to create division and prevent the process of pacification. Co-Bishop Najim adds that many Muslims also went to donate blood for the injured in the church attack, and that the extremists have been condemned by Muslims themselves, by that Islam that knows God, knows faith, knows love, and knows charity. Also on Tuesday, the central Iraqi government announced that it was opening an investigation into the attack. An Iraqi military spokesman said Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki ordered the detention of the police commander who was in charge of securing the Karada neighborhood in the capital where Our Lady of Salvation is located. Iraqi Vice President Adel Abdul Mahdi said the assault was very painful for the stunned nation because it harbors a sinister plan to empty the region of one of its main components, the Christians. Consoling mourners Tuesday in St. Joseph's Church, Chaldean Patriarch Emmanuel III Deli urged the government to protect the nation's Christian community and not let their promises just be ink on paper. I'm Emer McCarthy.